He is Robin Leach. He is Jada Markin. This is Car Keys.
We are doing the show from our homes, most of us are. And the nice news for those who can and need to drive is that you have wonderful gas price opportunities throughout the state of Connecticut, at least, and probably in New York and Massachusetts for those of us who drive around between states often and are not limited in doing so, hopefully. National news on this broadcast morning is that the national gas price was down to $2.01 a gallon, or $2.019, I guess. You can never say it just an even cent because you've got this 0.9.
So you could make it $2.02.
What?
You could make it $2.02.
We could make it $2.02, but then it's higher than the national average. Anyways, enough of that. And in Connecticut, in the New Milford Route 7 line corridor, it's $1.93 at most of the stations going up and down there, whether they are discount stations or the majors. And in Tarrington, they are still trying to hold above $2 a gallon, except for the wholesale club there. In our wonderful broadcast corner, oh, my God, I haven't seen it this low in a long time. It's $2.09 in Lakeville versus $2.25 in Sharon. They are 7 miles apart for a 16-cent difference in price of fuel. And in Canaan, it's $2.24 a gallon, $9 a gallon. So that's the story for gas. It's wonderful. It's going to stay low probably. It may go lower since the price of oil was right around $20 a barrel on the same morning that everything else was being reported on at this station. And they don't know what's going to happen, but it's good for drivers, even though not many people can drive or should drive in this turbulent time.
Well, people, again, you've got essential. It is good if you have to gas up the car because you can not spend as much as you otherwise would.
That is
and,
correct.
And you have to, if people are doing delivery, et cetera, it's also helpful.
It's very good. No question about it. And let's go a little bit more into the auto industry. I don't know what Jay may have to add to this, but the auto industry, of course, is shut down. At least the production plants are shut down. Dealers are slimming down their operations and leaving their, they basically, many of them do not want to hold in dealership sales sessions with customers coming in. So they're trying to ramp up their online capabilities and do it all from over the phone. I am glad I don't have to try and buy a car over the phone. I'm not sure I know how to do it very well. And but dealers will deliver vehicles to you, and they'll deliver them antiseptically clean. They have steering wheel covers to put on service vehicles when they are loaner cars. If they loan you a car, if you get a loaner, as happened to me last week, when they delivered my vehicle back after it was serviced, they didn't deliver it. I went and picked it up. It had a plastic wheel cover on
dealers
the steering wheel.
Dealers will do anything at this point.
Yeah, I would think that the dealers would do anything at this point, and I wonder if
they
this is going to make
at this
a
point. That is absolutely true.
I mean,
the inventories are fine around here, as far as I can tell, in the dealership. So there's not a dearth of cars because the production plants aren't producing anything.
Has China have car manufacturers the components in China gone back to work?
Some of the factories have. I don't know the specific ones, but a lot of the Asian companies have still got their plants shut down.
Well,
certainly dependent upon the parts supply lines, whether they're coming out of China or the U.S. or Mexico or Asia.
Jay, what were you going to say?
The good news in all of this doom and gloom is that China is starting to come out of this whole ordeal, at least their first round, and auto manufacturers there have started production again. VW, like other German manufacturers, like all manufacturers, is bleeding cash, And the only factories they have operating right now are the ones they own in China. That's not enough to stay afloat. I don't know how many factories they have in China, but you know, VW is the biggest or second biggest manufacturer in the world. They have over 120 factories throughout the world. And production is up to about 50% of what it should be in China. So, yes, China is the biggest market in the world. There's a bigger market than the U.S. is. So there is hope. Honda's got, I think, two factories in China, and they're ramping up production as well. But, you know, for the rest of the world, things are looking pretty doom and gloom. You know, most factories are at a halt. In this country,
what about in Germany?
We were hoping to start production again at the end of the month, and we hear April 6th, and we hear April 14th. I think the reality is that it's going to be a long time before we see, you know, the American auto manufacturers and the you know, foreign manufacturers with factories in the U.S. starting to ramp up production again.
And what about Germany? Are they open or not?
I think Germany is mostly closed. And you know, they're pretty healthy. I mean, Daimler-Benz, VW are healthy companies, but they're bleeding cash like everybody else.
Here's the problem with the production issue of restarting. If you have anybody who is found to have the virus in a plant, that means anybody they come in contact in the plant along the assembly lines is at risk, so that the manufacturers don't have any incentive to be able to keep the plants open if even one or two workers gets
right, I understand that. I'm just, you know, in upside-down world, since there were too many cars anyway,
the other side of that problem, Jill, before you go into that, is that, of course, with all the job layoffs, nobody can go afford to buy cars. And
right.
You've got some very very inventive offers by the manufacturers. I think Jay mentioned the Ford.
What about Toyota?
Last week, and he can repeat it here. Hyundai also has a plan that if you buy a Hyundai and you get laid off after you've bought the Hyundai, they will make payments. I think it's up to six payments to defer your need to make payments if you're laid off.
And
hopefully
Toyota,
you'll be back at work within 6 months.
And Toyota has that one. Toyota has that too, and I think
Toyota have that now.
What I think
it's going to spread across the manufacturer's board. I'm sure some form or another of incentive to try to get you to still go out and buy a car if you don't have a job. If you needed one, I suppose it'd be a good time to try and do it. But I don't think I'd want to go buy a car until I knew I was reemployed, no matter how many months it was going to take or a few months it might take to get my job back if I was going to get it back.
Car sales are down, I think it's like 20 or 30% for
and maybe as much as 45%.
And it's going down to 45%. There's speculation about sales being down up to 70 or 75% in April. Which, you know, if sales are down, there's no really immediate urge or need to start ramping up production again. And the thing is, and I keep saying, you know, when these manufacturers do start producing cars again, you know, the model lines are going to be trimmed, I think, a lot. And arguably some, you know, experts in the industry are saying, you know, that, you know, these we're going to see more, and this will make you happy, Robin, more value packages, you know, where you know, more value for lower
your
pricing.
Money. Yeah. Well, that's already happening in some of the new reveals. I watched the reveal of the new Hyundai Elantra 2021, I think they call it, Elantra, the other day. This is what we get to do now. We can't watch sports and stuff. And we can't see new cars coming off carriers. You go and start looking at things that are online, and the new Hyundai Elantra really impressed me from the standpoint that it's going to be jam-packed with just about all this technology. And this is a car that starts at under $20,000 and can certainly go up to $28,000 or $29,000 probably with all this stuff, but they're packing a lot of it in, in the base car. And you're going to see this all this stuff that is now readily available on the high-line cars, the Mercedes, the BMWs, and that, show up on these Asian cars, the Hyundai lines particularly, and the Kia lines. And that's you're right, Jay. I think the manufacturers are going to be packing a lot of stuff in also. I also listened to something, I watched something online yesterday as well something in 2023, all cars are going to have a minimum line of all this sort of added-on safety equipment. And it was all about repair shops and what you have to watch out for when you take a car with all this stuff on it into a repair shop. And when it comes back to you, is the repair shop properly knowledgeable in how to repair these cars with all these sensors and cameras, including the rearview mirror on the windshield in the car and all that kind of thing, and whether they're equipped to deliver the car back with everything properly aligned so that they work the way they do when they come off the assembly line, and but then get jolted out of shape when the car gets into an accident.
We could argue there's going to be speculation in the years ahead to come about trying to purchase cars that were just free all those mandated.
That's correct.
Mandated.
Absolutely, Jay. You know, it's
just
so
like
true.
The farmers and in the farming world,
tractors.
But people are buying 20-year-old John Deere's because they want to buy the tractors pre all the technology,
computerization that's gone into them, so they can repair them in the field themselves instead of have to call a service call. Come out to the field and then take maybe hours, if not days, to get there, and then they have computers they got to replace instead of just changing a belt on a generator.
And yep. Do you think that is going to change? I was just talking to somebody else about, like, right, and then do we have to go back to the new way, or can we get back to a little more manual?
Well, it's interesting because Europe has mandated on the appliance world that all new appliances are easily repairable. And Jay may know this, but I don't know what that means in manual or simplicity speak, which you've just hinted at, Jill. But, the safety stuff is designed to prevent accidents and help prevent kills, deaths on the road. I don't know whether you're going to backtrack on that stuff because, you know, you have the side-view mirror, lane change alerts. You've got front radar to stop the car before it hits a pedestrian on its own without you having to intervene if you're not quick enough to see the pedestrian in the middle of the road. And
if you're watching a video
being installed in the future, if people if they start causing other troubles, I don't think. Backtracking is going to be a big thing to do in the automobile field.
I don't think we're going to backtrack, and I do think that technology is going to be more standardized and pricing on it will come down, and eventually when it comes down to repairs, you're just going to be doing a lot of replacement, you know, taking out parts and putting other parts back in.
Yeah.
And that's all fine, and once people learn how to do that, I think it will be fine. But there probably will be a trend for to find, you know, base model vehicles that have as few quote-unquote gadgets as possible. And that's fine. I don't think we're going to go backwards. I think that we're going to keep pushing forward technology-wise. But coming back to auto manufacturers, I think that the companies that were in trouble before this whole pandemic are going to be more in trouble. Ford and GM both have their credit ratings down. Had their credit ratings
in junk status. Ford is now in junk status.
Yeah, this past week.
GM's not far behind.
Big problems before this all happened. I mean, are some of these companies going to survive or not? I don't know. I think some are going to. There's going to be some consolidation within the industry.
I don't know who's strong enough to absorb Ford and/or General Motors.
What's that?
If you're talking about consolidation of manufacturers, it's going to be interesting to see in that field. I don't want to dwell on it for this show because it's complex. Who, what, what corporations, VW Corp or something, are going to be able to just swallow up some of these huge American companies if that were to be an option after we get them out of this.
My hunch, and has been for a while, is that VW and Ford will work closely together in the future with you know, down the road. I would not be surprised if there was some kind of, if not merger.
Well, isn't Renault and Chrysler merging, supposedly, or something?
Yeah, Chrysler.
And I don't know whether that's going to go through or not.
PSA, Peugeot Group from France, and Fiat Chrysler are allegedly
merging if they haven't merged.
Again, about merging. Is now the time to do it? Probably not, but they're, you know, eventually when we come out of this, there will be changes.
Do people think ahead? We've got 9 minutes or so left. Are people thinking ahead about coming out of this? I mean, I would think from a business
standpoint. Well, manufacturers are trying to think ahead about coming out of this.
I'm not talking about regular, most people who are.
You and I aren't. I mean, well, we are from another standpoint, but not the automotive world standpoint.
Right, but I would think that the automotive world would have a sense of what they wanted to do and how they were going to. I think most businesses or industries have a sense of what they want to do afterwards.
Of course, they want to restart.
Yeah,
they may slim down, as Jay said. The biggest problem is you've got to have a healthy workforce, and you can't have somebody with a virus in the middle of a factory plant who could contaminate the whole bunch of other workers in that plant, and then they go out and touch and go back to their families, and that's what's going on with this whole virus.
But hold on 1 second, because just in fairness, there is going to be an antibody test that takes about a second. It's a pinprick.
It's a swab.
And nostril. It's a different one. It's different.
Well, there's several of them coming out. There's an eye.
The point being,
test coming out too now.
Robin.
Yep.
The point being that you will be able to determine who is healthy and who is not.
Well, if you could start up and you've got to get like going through a metal detector in an airport, you're
going
to have all the employees come in through a detection every day to make sure that they're not.
That
could take a long time to get them into the plant.
Our health is a critical factor here.
It is.
It's going to last 3 months at the end, I am. Just me, pretty confident that we will be able to resume our social habits in the next 3 months. And yes, it's going to take that long. Where we stand from a business standpoint, where the automotive industry stands at that point, where the manufacturers, dealers, consumers, and how consumers start reapproaching the car market is anybody's guess. And I don't think people have plans at this point.
Okay.
I think people are scrambling and hunkering down and just waiting for
the wave, so to speak, to pass. All right. And are people, Robin, you said you took your car in?
Yes.
And do you think that, were lots of people taking their car in, or was the company
saying? Well, they're doing it by appointment, so you get an appointment, and when I took mine in, I took it at 8 o'clock in the morning, and there was nobody else checking their car in because they had cars in from yesterday, the day before, whatever.
But that was a week ago already.
That's correct.
So I think things have changed a lot in the last week.
Well, I will tell you that you no longer get a live voice at Northwest Hills, for example, because I've already called them this morning because I want to go in again for something else to have checked. And I'm guessing that maybe if they don't have a big service situation, I could drive in this afternoon and get something checked fairly easy, but I never got to speak to anybody because they have dismissed probably the receptionist answering.
It's not that they've dismissed. People are supposed to stay home. But the point is that in many businesses that are allowed to be open.
And repair businesses are.
Have restructured in a way that you don't necessarily go swatting. You're screened, basically.
That's right. But with the answering system, all electronic. Push one for this, two for that. One for this, two for that. And then you get a recording, something everybody's busy. Leave a message, and we'll try to call you back. 45 minutes ago, I left a message, and they haven't called me back.
Well, again, people are scrambling.
That's right. They've cut the number of people there, too.
Well, they've had to, and they're reorganizing, and it's fine having the receptionist work from home, but you still need a phone system that can accommodate the the flow of calls coming in. So it's going to be hit and miss.
It's disrupted.
It's going to be disrupted for a while. The question is, how will, and we're talking about dealerships now, how will that world evolve once we get out of all of this? How are we going to change our habits? Are we going to order more online? Are we going to, change the way we visit dealerships? I'm talking down the road, 3, 6 months, a year down the road. I think the answer is yes. Do we know exactly what's going to happen? Nobody has a clue, I think.
Right.
And that it's a giant to be continued. But do you still have a sort of like our trade publications putting out newsletters, or is there anything?
They are. Every week I get certain things. I'm getting my automotive magazines. They're coming through. So they're doing how they're writing the articles, I don't know. But, yes, the trade magazines are writing weekly for those that write weekly. And the monthly magazines are all putting out their issues, Car and Driver, Motor Trend, Road and Track,
yeah,
and the like.
Yeah, the press.
The press is still running.
The printed press is going to take a couple of months for us to see changes and editorials there, because it usually takes 2 or 3 months
right.
for them to get things out. On a quick note, I was just looking at a few DMV sites, New York and Connecticut, this morning. Most of the services, all branches are closed, as far as I can tell, and most services have to be executed online or by phone. I don't know how the phone works with DMV, because that never was their strong point, but I know you can do a lot of
that. And I don't know how it works for driver's license renewals.
I think I was
when you
reading,
have to get photographed.
New York, there is a, if I think in New York, if your driver's license was due to be renewed, there's an extension, or you can let it lapse. But I would suggest to everybody to go and check on that.
You can check online, and you can see that there are certain things that are certain things have been put in place.
The push is to go online and do it all. The phone service is worthless in many cases, I think.
Hey, on a little safety side note, on a quick note, and maybe becoming irrelevant. But last week after our show, if you guys remember, it was the last of our slick
days
on the roads, and I happened to have to go and spend 3 hours on the road. And I was not particularly happy about it. And it was a tough day. I saw a lot of cars in ditches, and I did see a local flatbed with a car on it almost lose control coming down the hill from Millerton into Lakeville, and almost have a head-on collision with another SUV coming the other way. The only point is, it's not over till it's over, and conditions can still change. I know we are going into April, and it's becoming unlikely, but that was just a little...
Yeah, and it's just something to keep an eye on. All right, and in the final moments, any Robin, is there anything you want to say?
No, I just think that it's for those of us who like to follow the automotive industry, it's a tough time because there's not much happening. And the auto shows got delayed, so we're not going on the 15th to New York, and we may be going in August and September.
Maybe.
So we'll see what happens. And there have been delays of the Corvette, the Ford Bronco, and several other previewed cars in the magazines that we were all hoping to see at the auto shows.
And, Jay, is there a virtual universe going on or no?
The virtual universe
is
booming. Racing online, all the major sanctioning bodies have started either
NASCAR was online
or,
this weekend,
or just
right?
A bunch of races are scheduled, and some of them are being broadcast on TV. Others are on YouTube or other social media. And some of them are pretty good.
So there is fun to be had if you are so inclined.
Yes, absolutely.
He is Robin Leach. He is Jay DeMarkin. This is Car Kings.